Welcome to the Emmaus Bible Hour. This is a program for the family, with an emphasis on finding out what God has to say to us through His Word, the Bible. George Mueller, founder of those famous orphanages in England, gave this testimony: "The vigor of our spiritual life will be in exact proportion to the place held by the Word in our life and thoughts. I solemnly state that this from the experience of 54 years. The first 3 years after conversion, I neglected the Word of God. Since I began to search it diligently, the blessing has been wonderful. I have read the Bible through 100 times, and always with increasing delight. Each time it seems like a new book to me. I look upon it as a lost day when I have not had a good time over the Word of God." With this broadcast of the Emmaus Bible Hour, we take up Lesson 5 of the course, Guide to Christian Growth. We all know it's important to grow as a Christian. This lesson tells us one way. The lesson is titled, "Speak, Lord, for Thy Servant Heareth." If you would like to obtain this entire course, be sure to write down our address, which will be given at the close of the program. And then please correspond with us. Now, Lesson 5 and page 1 of that lesson. The Lord Jesus stated an important principle during His temptation in the wilderness. When the devil suggested that He make bread out of stones to relieve His hunger, He said, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." We find that verse in Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. In other words, man's life should not consist simply in eating physical food. He should also be sustained by spiritual food, every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Now, the Bible is the spiritual food of the believer. Therefore, every earnest, conscientious Christian will want to spend a certain part of each day feeding upon the Scriptures as the bread of God. The period set apart for this purpose has come to be known as the daily quiet time. Usually, it's a half hour or more in the morning when the soul holds communion with God through His Word. It is a very, very necessary and important time. Why? First, because Christ is there. Someone has well stated, "I believe that when I go there to meet Him, my Savior, He is there waiting for me." It is a trysting place, and every morning He is there waiting. Many a morning one has disappointed Him. But if you go saying to yourself, "My Lord is waiting to meet me, He is here," it makes a world of difference. It matters not what our feelings are if God is there. Second, without the daily quiet time, our spiritual life will be dwarfed. For many, this time with God has resulted in great spiritual growth. Finally, this is a means of bringing happiness to your soul. George Mueller wrote, "It has pleased the Lord to teach me a truth. I saw more clearly than ever that the first great and primary business to which I ought to attend every day was to have my soul happy in the Lord. The first thing to be concerned about was not how much I might serve the Lord, but how I might get myself into a happy state and how my inner man might be nourished." From this we conclude that the daily quiet time is not simply Bible study. In Bible study, I'm seeking to determine meanings, to analyze words, chapters, and books. But in my daily devotions, I'm seeking to be quiet before the Lord so that He can speak to me through His Word. Let's pause for a few moments of music so that you can consider your own need of the daily quiet time. It's an individual matter and calls for determined decision on your part. While the music plays, why not make that decision? You are listening to the Emmaus Bible Hour. We're emphasizing the importance of the daily quiet time. This is Lesson 5 in the Correspondence Course of the Emmaus Bible School titled, Speak, Lord, for Thy Servant Heareth. The course of 12 lessons is available in book form. Be sure to get our address at the close of this program. Now let's talk about the actual method of the quiet time. How do I get started? Begin with prayer. Try to forget about the day's work, all that has to be done. Sit down quietly and commit your life into God's hands. Ask God to speak to you as you meditate upon His Word. Let's open our Bibles to Psalm 5, verse 3. In the morning, O Lord, Thou wilt hear my voice. In the morning, I will order my prayer to Thee and eagerly watch. That was Psalm 5 and verse 3. Second, select a short passage of Scripture. You will probably want to adopt a systematic plan of Bible reading rather than choose random chapters each day. Third, read it thoughtfully, carefully, meditatively. In this connection, here's another quote from George Mueller. George Mueller certainly was one that appreciated the quiet time. He writes, I saw that the most important thing I had to do was to give myself to the reading of the Word of God and to meditate on it, and thus my heart might be comforted, encouraged, warned, reproved, instructed, and that thus by means of the Word of God, whilst meditating on it, my heart might be brought into experimental communion with the Lord. A good verse in that connection is Psalm 19 and verse 14. This makes a good quiet time prayer. That's Psalm 19, verse 14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. That was Psalm 19 and the 14th verse. Fourth, digest it thoroughly. Allow God to speak to you through it. W. Wilson Cash has stated, the thing that helps me very much is to sit quietly, to open every avenue of my being to the influence of His Spirit, to tell Him that I am willing that all barriers and all hindrances to my spiritual growth shall be put away, and to make day by day a fresh consecration of my life to Him, my time, my talents, my will, and everything. Fifth, jot down your thoughts in a quiet time notebook. The Lord will give you many precious thoughts that you will want to remember. May I underscore this? Write down in a special notebook the impressions the Lord gives you. Someone has even said, impression without expression leads to depression. Let me repeat that. Impression without expression leads to depression. So write it down. That's a start. Sixth, and this is another means of expression, turn your meditation into a prayer. Ask God to make the truths you have pondered real in your life and in the lives of others. Again, we turn to the writings of George Mueller. The result I have found to be almost invariably this, that after a few minutes my soul has been led to confession or to thanksgiving or to intercession or to supplication, so that though I did not, as it were, give myself to prayer but to meditation, yet it turned almost immediately more or less to prayer. Seventh, and this is another means of expression, share your meditation with others during the day. This will fix the lessons more deeply in your mind and permit others to share the blessings with you. Note Malachi 3, verse 16. That's the last book of the Old Testament. Malachi, the third chapter, and the 16th verse. Then those who feared the Lord spoke to one another, and the Lord gave attention and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before Him for those who fear the Lord and esteem His name. You must always keep in mind that it's not an easy discipline in your Christian life to set aside this daily time and to guard it jealously. You will find definite hindrances. Let's think of some of them. Consider the rush of present-day life. The many duties of life press in upon us. We are so eager to get at them that we often neglect the Word of God. Then there's the problem of the lack of discipline. We wake up in the morning feeling dull and heavy. A little extra sleep lures us from the path of devotion. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Then consider the problem of mind wandering. All sorts of thoughts go whirling through the mind. Concentration seems impossible. Sometimes thinking out loud will help cure this. And finally, there's the problem of reading without understanding. It is difficult, almost impossible, to meditate on a passage when you do not understand it. We recommend that a helpful commentary be available for quick reference on difficult passages. If you can, by the help of the Lord, triumph over these hindrances and give yourself each day to a definite time of feeding on the Word of God, you will be a more useful vessel for God and a happier Christian. Also, others can tell when you have been with the Lord Jesus. Thus we close our study of the daily quiet time. We hope that you will take these suggestions seriously and begin your quiet time tomorrow morning. Why not decide right now when you will meet with the Lord in the morning? In other words, set a definite time now as to that time when you will meet with the Lord. This has been Lesson 5 in the course Guide to Christian Growth. Stay tuned for our address. We'd be glad to send you more information on the course and also seek to answer your questions. You have been listening to the Emmaus Bible Hour.